Mark, thanks much.
Oh, no problem, Todd.
You guys have any other questions you want to ask him? We can. Your mics are on. They're putting their headphones back on.
I'm curious is, tell me, do you take care of, do you get up in the middle of the night and call your clients, Mark, or what? How do you handle that deal? Do you put John Davis at certain nights looking, or do you switch around, or how do you keep the midnight oil going?
Well, pretty much the time between about 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning, I try to sleep as much as possible, but that all depends on my 2-year-old and my 4.5-year-old, so that's their time frame in case they're up, but which actually hasn't been much lately, which is a good thing.
So you take care of the morning rush then?
Well, both of us do is, wake up pretty early, but we start looking at the overnight runs here at about, kind of 4 o'clock in the morning. And now these days, you pretty much have computer models coming out at all times of the day. You know, the U.S. model, which is called the GFS model, you have now 4 runs of that a day. The European model, which is also, the model kind of choice here of meteorologists, that comes out now twice a day. And so with the output here, it's almost continuous. So we're looking at stuff all the time. And but that kind of early morning time frame, we try to get our sleep.
One other follow-up on this, we all know that we're at 75% of normal rainfall for a big hunk of the Corn Belt, and you are focusing on the Western Corn Belt, true?
Yes.
And
for the time being here, since that's been the driest area.
Is that where you think it'll be, will still be the major problem into the late July, early August time frame then?
Well, we think here that with time, actually, we think that dryness is going to expand across the Midwest. So as you get kind of in August and heading towards soybean pod development, that is a time frame where potentially some of the dryness could begin to impact the eastern areas of the Midwest.
And the Delta as well?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you were looking for temperatures close to 100 out from Des Moines up to someplace Minnesota. How's that compared to normal? I mean, aren't they normally a lot warmer out there than what we are here?
Well, they are, but they're normal highs at this time of year. Well, a place like Omaha, for example, or even for that matter Des Moines, your normal highs at this time of year are like 88, 89. So you're 10 degrees above normal, which doesn't sound like that much, but we're approaching the time frame that's climatically the hottest time frame of the summer when your normals basically peak. So with that, it translates to temperatures of around 100 degrees in that kind of western Iowa, eastern Nebraska. You can even take that up into southwest Minnesota, eastern South Dakota.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat.
What particular thing is giving you, and I'm not criticizing your hunch because I lean a little bit like this too, but what is the couple of signs or ideas that are encouraging you with this idea that we will see some heat and some major problems?
Well, what we've seen, I don't want to say that there's going to be major problems, but certainly there's a risk of some problems via heat. And the thing that's really caught our attention and that you can go, this caught our attention back back in March and even on into April, when we've seen ridging of high pressure across the country, where that ridge has been when it's in its intensification stage or its strengthening stage, you have very, very hot temperatures with it. We saw that across Texas and portions of the plains in the hard red winter wheat belt back in April and even on into May. We saw that across the Pacific Northwest with highs climbing up to the hundreds in the white winter wheat country there back a couple weeks ago. Whenever you see this ridging of high pressure, when it's strong, you have really, really hot temperatures. And these indications here in the computer model guidance, at least the ones that we kind of focus on, the European model and some of the other models that we think are handling this pattern here better, They're putting this ridging directly over the western Midwest. So that's what, you know, piques our interest and catches our attention.
Well, and this high temperature, you think that this high temperature is going to be a long-lived event? It's not going to be a series of shorter-lived, you know, a whole series of 2 or 3 days above 100?
Well, as is typically the case with your summer heat waves, yeah, we would actually expect more of a series of bursts of heat. Yeah, rather than when you go like, you know, 7 days or whatever of, you know, 95 plus. Right now, there's no indications of that occurring, at least in the western Midwest, but that doesn't look like it's that far off, because that's actually the pattern across the plains, across the central and northern plains, where they're kind of in the heat almost continuously from now over the next 10 days. But since this ridge is going to be, you know, kind of a plains western Midwest feature, at least for the western Midwest, that would be, you know, you go through like, you know, 2 or 3 days of heat, cool down slightly for a couple of days, and then you get right back into it.
How does China look to you?
China looks great at this time. You know, we had our issues kind of earlier in the season with it being, you know, too wet and cool early in the season. Then that turned almost, you know, totally around into some dryness concerns back in mid-June. But that's turned around here, and they've gotten their rains here across really the entire portion of the corn bean belt. And really, over the next 10 days, there's no sign of any kind of, you know, dry pattern returning. We don't see any widespread significant heat, so they look like they're in really good shape at this, you know, the early onset of corn pollination there.
All up, all done? Any other questions? Everybody okay if we use this for an After the Bell segment or put it back on the air later on? Mark?
Yeah, no problem.
Okie doke. Thanks, folks. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a
bye-bye.
Good weekend.
So.